Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time. My back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, as I was the time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now.
All right, we're back.
Good evening.
Can we hear you?
I can hear you.
Can you hear yourself?
I don't know
if I can hear you.
I don't think so.
Okay, hold on 1 second, listeners. Okay. How about we go here? And then we're just gonna put another song. While we have this small interlude of
enjoy.
Troubleshooting. this is a good one.
Cause right now I see all these people that love me, but I still feel alone. Can't help but check my phone. I could've made you mine, but no, it wasn't meant to be. And see, I wasn't made for you, and you weren't made for me, though it seems so easy. And that's because I wanna be your favorite boy. I wanna be the one that makes your day, the one you think about as you lie awake. I can't wait to be your number one. I'll be your biggest fan and you'll be mine, but I still wanna break your heart and make you cry. But won't you wait?
Back for real this time. I'm so sorry for the technical difficulties if you were here with us since minute one, but
you're a real one if you were.
You really are. But Paige, would you like to start us off?
This is DJ P Money and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And what else
bird.
Would you rather
bird
watching?
Okay, we'll get it at the end. It'll be
We're
perfect.
We're still working on it. This is like time three. Mm-hmm.
You're really just a veteran here in the studio.
Yeah. As we hit double digits, I won't mess that up again.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, cool.
We'll just take a couple more times, but mm-hmm. We're so here for it. And I hope that I get a better time slot that you'll wake up to listen to.
7 a.m. I'm not here for. I hate to say it.
I understand. So yeah, first things first, just gotta wish my parents a happy anniversary. Number 24 for the Scott and Kath of the world.
God, longer than we've been alive.
That's true.
You two deserve an award.
It's a good timeline, I would say.
They make it look easy, I must
they
say.
Do. Just like they're getting pizza tonight.
What else could you want?
I don't know. Because they don't really cook, so that's okay.
Oh, they don't?
Well.
Oh, right, because you.
Because I cook for the fam.
Right. They were gifted this daughter who is. Mm-hmm. A work of God, and I don't know if we could reference religions. Sorry.
We probably can.
Okay, okay.
But she's also a DJ host.
So right. So there's.
All things went right.
You guys did good.
Did you hear that, Scott and Kath? I really hope they're listening at this point. I'm sure they are.
I hope it's just them, honestly.
Well, yeah, let's check out our listener count. I mean, I think I'm getting a pretty solid following this summer. Last week, we had someone roguely call in, and if you're still out there, Medford man, call in again.
We can't wait to hear from you.
Yeah. 11 listeners.
11? I didn't know we were hitting double digits so early.
No, yeah, it's constant now.
Oh, no, guys, I wasn't ready for this.
Well, guess what Paige was doing before this and then ditched for this?
This is huge.
Yeah.
Can you guys guess? Everyone
buckle up.
Internal guess right now. We'll give you a second.
Owen, if you're listening, internal guest, but I know you're not listening because you're doing exactly what Paige was doing.
Owen, even?
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys are all on the edge of your seats, but I'm going to take you off of it right now. Was watching the first episode of the season of Bachelor in Paradise.
Sorry. That was an inaudible, just like,
I wish you guys could have seen it. I mean, that was like so rude. I'm an... One of my many guilty pleasures.
Paige just loves to indulge.
and why hold back? One of the many is the Bachelor, Bachelorette, and Bachelor in Paradise.
Just such an incredible franchise.
Yeah, no, Chris Harrison, you've done a good job for yourself.
I have a question. Is he married?
I believe so.
Okay, I feel that, like it'd be so troubling.
That'd be
to
ironic.
Host that show,
yeah,
and just watch everyone else fall in love while you just like linger in random locations in the world.
And ultimately, I bet they chose like he can't be because he would eventually have to be on the show.
Yeah,
which would be so off-putting because he's like 45.
So sad.
And nothing against you 45-year-olds, but it's just like I don't know if you guys really line up with like the 24-year-olds who are on the show. But you know, it's different.
I did watch Ari's season. He was quite the silver fox.
Yeah, no, he was a full-grown man. But he's happily married and
with a child.
You know, people give this show a bad rep. But ultimately, of the maybe 20 seasons
we do have a caller.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Right. We're just going to
work your technical magic.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Hello. We have another call. Hello.
Oh, my God.
I'm under...
Quick turnaround, babe. Quick turnaround.
I'm in New Jersey.
We know.
Oh, my God. Welcome.
We know you are.
I'm finally abroad. I was listening to your question your conversation on Bachelor in Paradise.
Mm-hmm. Please weigh in.
Mm-hmm. I am not watching right now, but I think it's really... I would like you to explain it to me. Why are they in Paradise?
So, all of the do you know the premise of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so all of the failed people who are rejected on that show, not all of them, but just the select few who are most entertaining and eager to find love.
Yeah, I just want to interject. Someone else is trying to call in, but last time I let two callers in, it was absolute mayhem, so I'm going to wait to let the next caller in.
No, you let them go. My question's bad. I want to hear. Okay, bye.
And wait. Okay. Okay, here we go. Hello? You still there, second caller?
I think we lost
both callers.
All for nothing. Wow.
Okay, well...
And it's just us again.
It's literally just us.
In the studio.
Oh my God. There's actually 5 listeners in my home, so we're at least up to a 16 count. We have some family friends.
What even?
From Virginia, I want to
say. Hello, you, Virginia.
My parents' best friends from college.
Okay.
So... Like, they're just taking it back to their roots where their marriage started.
Oh, my God. That's tender. That's tender.
I agree. So, here's another song for you all, especially...
And the failed caller. Especially
the failed caller. I think it was Libretti World Peace. Oh, my God. We have another... Oh, this is our failed caller. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, we knew.
Hi, baby doll.
I just wanted to say that Chris Harrison isn't married.
Whoa. Really? So,
correct. He's dating that, like, weird woman who interviews the dudes at the end of the show. How do I... Well, okay, I'd like to say why I know this.
Please. Oh, are you just taking a break from The Bachelor in Paradise tonight? We took you off real quick.
No. Actually, I'm arguably watching a more dramatic television show. Less popular, less well-known, Thistle. It's about the Orthodox community in Jerusalem, and it's a drama.
I will have to take your word for it on that one.
For what yep. you're mm-hmm. watching, Libretti.
Wait.
And I click.
Oh, you go.
Yeah,
sorry.
So, no. I think you should really look her up. I don't know her name, but Rhea and Lucy informed me when I asked the same question. I said, "Is he in a relationship? How the heck is he like?"
Organized
the authority. Right, exactly.
I get that.
He's definitely a relationship dweeb. We
Update.
All know.
Her name is Lauren Zimmer. Live time news.
Oh my God.
And there's like a conflict of interest. They're like bolstering each other's careers.
Oh my God. She looks a few years younger.
That's okay. Chris deserves
Chris
the world.
Chris Harrison definitely has had work done. Okay. And we're going back to Schistel now.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in. I love you so much.
Enjoy. We miss you.
I love you too.
And for all those who don't know, this is Libretti World Peace, my actual co-host and love of my life.
I'm a fraud.
Paige is a fraud, but we'll reach double digits on this show one day.
And don't worry, we'll be back in September.
We will.
Listeners.
We really
don't
will.
Don't even worry.
Oh, God, yeah. I can't wait. Okay. Bye.
Bye. And then I'll update you on all this drama then.
Yeah, no, call back in a few, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Okay.
Bye, love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, now back to the music, fam. Thanks for that.
Freaking
thanks for just
guest
waiting
of honor.
Out, but it was worth it. Okay. Goodbye. This is Paige's
yes, it
special
is.
Input.
Cause you're pretty, baby. Something about you makes me crazy. I was just calling cause I'm near your place. I'm in my car, I can be there in 8. I got something for ya. I'm gonna treat you, so baby, relax. Grab what you need, cause we're not coming back. No, not till it's sober. It's the way you walk, it's the way you act. Something by your rhythm got my heart attached. Make me move like this when you move. Make me move like this when you move like that, baby.
Wow, Paige, thanks for that absolute banger.
Oh, you are welcome. I've been jamming to that on repeat that I'm almost sick of it, but it's still good. It's still good.
It's still good. And, like, the listeners had never heard it, so
I know,
they definitely
the
weren't
thing.
Sick of it.
I'm just totally, like, a phase person with songs. I over-listen, and then I get really sick of them. Mm. But we work with it.
We do. We adapt and move on. So, like I said before, Aunt Nancy and Uncle Pete are on the other line with daughter Kate, I assume, is the fifth person. And Paige and I were just talking about how we're college friends, and we might one day be married and inviting
we
our
hope.
Family.
If all else fails, we'll marry each other.
It's so true.
We gotta have, like, a pact like that. Have you made one of those?
Yeah, actually, if my buddy Talon, I don't know if he's listening.
Talon.
But he's, like, already a full father figure to me.
So it would be seamless, honestly.
It would be quite seamless. But if we're both not married by 45.
And Talon is also married. It's just someone else.
If Talon and I are both not married by 45, we're going to get married to each other.
See, I was working myself in there as if you and I weren't married by 45 and Talon was already married, then I'd marry you.
Got it. Okay, you can totally work yourself into that situation.
Yeah, no, just.
Or we can just polygamist it up.
Okay.
And just give Talon multiple wives.
Progressive.
Yes.
But also so not progressive.
Also, I just found out that a very wealthy Mormon from Utah has recently acquired a bunch of land in Vermont and is trying to make, like, a mini Mormon colony.
Wait, no, I heard about this, actually. Wait, this isn't insanely recent, right?
No.
I think I heard about this, like, months ago.
But still troubling.
Oh, no, wildly. It's so close to home.
It's way too... As someone who was just in Vermont yesterday.
Amanda, what were you... DJ Mandy B, what were you doing in Vermont?
Oh, my gosh. Funny you should ask. I was hiking Franconia Ridge, just a gorgeous hike.
You are so outdoorsy.
Thanks. I'm just outdoorsy and adventurous and
a good cook and a DJ.
Like, parents, you raised me well.
This one goes out to them.
This is fun. Does
back into the theme of the show.
Yeah, back into the theme of the show. This is a special request from Nancy and Pete. I don't know if they requested it because it's my name or because they actually want this song, but I'm just here for the
My ride. Odds are is they've never heard it. They just saw it was your name.
Probably.
But I don't know them, so I can't speak to that.
Well, if they want to call in after this song, that'd be awesome.
And clear the air.
Yeah, but we'll be on the edge of our seats until then.
A whole song later.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
Here's Mandy by Barry Manilow.
Through a window, crying in the night. The night goes into morning, just another day. Happy people pass my way. Looking in their eyes, I see a memory. Stop me from sharing.
Wow, that was just such a passionate song.
No wonder Song So Beautiful has the same name as you, Amanda.
Paige is really just here to have me up tonight.
Okay, so full disclosure, like I asked around, a lot of people are gone, and I was like, I knew Paige had to watch The Bachelorette.
She had to,
and then my other housemate, who's on last week, DJ Yummy, was like...
That's her name?
Yeah.
Honestly fitting.
I liked it. Oh my god, we have a caller. Here we go. Hello?
Hey, I was just calling in the radio show.
Hi. Who is this?
Hey, are we on?
Yeah, you are. Can you hear yourself?
Oh, great. No, I can't.
You are on live. Long-time
listener. We're live?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Hey, listen, I love your show. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm actually calling from Princeton, New Jersey.
Oh, that's amazing that the word reached so far.
Oh, you know, it's so cool. We're hanging out with two great people and this dog named Cookie. I don't know if you've heard of this dog. This dog.
I wonder
really
who
big.
These people are. I can't even begin to think.
I think
that's right.
That you guys would all get along. I don't know. I think I've heard about this dog. Does she sing?
Oh, she's amazing. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to put her on in just a little bit.
Okay,
but
not yet. Too early in the night.
Just call. What's that?
Mm-mm. Too early in the night for Cookie to start singing. She has to warm up the vocal cords.
That's right. Hey, can I put another listener and fan on right now?
Of course you can.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and do that right now.
Perfect.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Mom.
Cam.
Thanks for the shout-outs for the anniversary.
You're welcome. I almost monologued tonight because no one wanted to come on, but everyone was like, you're still going to go? And I was like, well, yeah, because it's my parents' anniversary.
She had to.
You have to.
And then, Liv was like, I got it.
No, we're having a great time listening.
Thank goodness.
We feel so... privileged and special. Thank you.
The whole Somerville and Medford community is wishing you a happy anniversary right now.
It's really true. I can tell you exactly how many Somerville and Medford residents are wishing you a happy anniversary.
How many?
We're looking at a hot, just wait as
it's
we load.
It's loading.
The internet. Just 1 second.
Well, we definitely got two, I can tell you that much.
Oh my god, we're still at 11.
What? We've maintained these people this whole time. I'm so sorry.
Maintained.
But I must say, at least one to two of them are yourselves.
Okay. We've got five here, so you gotta... You
that's
know,
huge news.
Each listener, there could be five on.
Right, you know, so that listener. Number just...
You could be at like a 55.
Exponential.
You don't even know it.
Could be.
Right.
Huh?
It's exponential, yeah.
Well,
yeah. So you guys are doing great.
Thanks just so much, up. Mom.
Oh, and maybe a little Noah Kahan.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I just like keep the text coming because... I've been told before that I should curate a playlist before that has like more flow than my playlists currently do, but I really like how we just go on the fly at this point.
Yeah, no, I think you're doing great. Just
thanks,
keep
Mom.
It up.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we love you guys.
Okay, love you
love
too.
You.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much, callers. That was I just don't know who they were. So random.
Really thought that was another Medi man, but
I wish, but honestly, Uncle Pete, that was better than a Medford man.
Oh, tenfold.
Okay, so this is another anniversary theme song. I've been listening to a lot of the radio recently and not Spotify because I'm trying to learn new songs. You know,
crafty,
for
Amanda.
The show. And the backstory of this song, it's called When Am I Gonna Lose You? And it's this guy who wrote it for his girlfriend at the time, who was like, he never thought
did he lose her?
No, they're married now.
Oh,
but he was always like constantly just like trying to be better because he's always like, when am I gonna lose you? Like, you're too good for me kind of vibes.
Intense, I will say, but ultimately so romantic.
I agree that it's both things.
Love is both of those things.
Intense and romantic. This one's for you and love. Okay, here we go.
Wait, letters and laying down by myself. And the light that was still slipping through was painting your body in stripes. I remember the trees tumbling down like an archangel choir. Shutters and laying down by my side. And the light that was still slipping through was painting your body in stripes. I remember the trees coming down like an archangel choir. And the ocean was all we could see. And I knew that I wanted you.
I sure did. I just added to my Apple Music library.
Can you not say Apple Music in here? It's just like,
yeah, I know.
It kind of just is embarrassing to like the clout of the studio.
Like, we know that Spotify is like probably, I'd say it's the larger music source now.
Oh, I was going to say superior, but that was just me.
Okay. We can all use different adjectives mm-hmm. that are less aggressive.
That's fine.
But,
just like
I was
going to
say, I was going to say more widely used, Amanda. Mm-hmm. But every time I find someone who also has Apple Music, I'm like, we're going to be friends.
It's a tender moment.
Yeah, no, it's intimate love, one might say.
It's just such a love ignite, you know?
Yeah, no.
On the radio.
So all you Apple Musicers out there, I love you.
And she doesn't say that lightly.
No.
Her whole heart just full of love. So Paige had requested a Kanye song, but we didn't feel like it felt the vibe. Love vibe.
I was really hyped up about it, but then I, you know, thought deeply about the lyrics, which are actually it's a good song with a good meaning, and it's mm-hmm.
Kanye
and like Nicki,
and Nicki Minaj.
I think it's Nicki.
I hope so.
She like also a rapping vibe, but it's talking about like their not them, like they don't have a daughter, but like their daughters, and like mm-hmm. they just want them to grow up well in this world of a lot of evil things, and it's really nice, but it just says it very, very in a not nice way. So we strayed and we came back to our roots.
Wait, speaking of this crazy world, I had such a weird night last night where if you haven't watched When You See Us about the Central Park Five, who are all wrongfully convicted of the rape and murder of a woman who was running in Central Park. I was literally sobbing alone in my bedroom at like 10:05 last night.
And listeners, she's not a crier. She's
never cried.
Not a crier.
But for some reason, this hit me, and maybe it was because I'm like the two like most recent mass shootings. But I was like, things need to change. So just think about that as I play,
drum roll please.
My dad said, I'm okay with Kanye, but he requested a different song by Kanye.
Okay.
So we're going to do that.
We got it,
as a perfect segue, which is, I'm just so excited for everyone to see the song that...
Didn't know you're a Kanye guy, Scotty.
Oh, he is. So my sister and my dad shared Spotify for a little bit.
Oh, that's nice.
Just because, you know, like...
Love.
Spotify, because of love, yeah. But also Spotify Premium costs money. So my sister had the Spotify Premium account, but then Scotty just jumped on board with it. And
can you listen at the same time?
No, that's the thing. So it would cut out, and Bryn's music would cut out, and suddenly my dad's Kanye would start playing because, you know, he was working out, and that's just his vibe.
Right, right.
So here...
On the off days of Orange Theory.
She knows. Oh my God. Okay. Well, here we go, Scotty.
Well, I'm in need. Yes, it's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time. That digs on me.
I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Cutie the bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. For us girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My psychic told me she'll have an ass like Serena, Trina, Gina, for Lopez, four kids. And I gotta take all they badass to show this. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I pulled up in the Benz, they all got a Benz. We all went to Den, and then I had to pay. If you fucking with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. 18 years, 18 years. She got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got LiPo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. Money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup, yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave your ass, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy weed. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a beans out of that toxin. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is the fries. So stick by his side. I know his dudes ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Let me hear that back.
Okay, we're back and ready for the most important part of the night. And we
drum roll, please.
We might be getting a caller, but caller, don't call in yet. But I also can't say who the caller is because Paige's gonna die when she finds out.
Okay, yeah. Well, in the meantime, you can interrupt maybe, but this is super important. Are you tired of airplane noise? First of all, you can call Massport Noise Complaint Line at 617-516-3333. Please help stop this abuse. At times, hundreds of planes a day fly over the same neighborhoods, schools, playgrounds, and homes, as many as one every minute. Whoa. Exclamation point. What?
Wait, this is just like such a dynamic layout of the page. For
I know.
This,
I sound PSI. Like ADD, but it's just, I'm just reading it. Negative consequences include air pollution, noise pollution, sleep deprivation, high blood pressure, delayed patient recovery, and animal distress.
Wow.
Distress. Star, star, star. Make our skies fair for all. Star, star, star. Join Boston West Fair Skies today, www.bostonwestfairskies.org, and check the website for our next meeting. You bet I'll be there.
Oh my God, Paige and I will be there strapped in our airplane canceling headphones.
Which we arguably are wearing right now, yet they serve the purpose of DJing.
Yes, they're so dual purpose.
Multifunction.
But yeah.
Now I'm just,
yes.
And okay. Now I'm just waiting for the caller.
You should be. It's the best caller ever. Hello, yo. Caller.
Yo. Am I on? Wait, am I on the air right now?
Yeah, you are.
Wait, what? Oh my God. What do I do?
Okay, just chat. It's okay.
Hey.
Just chat? Okay.
Yo, how was Ireland?
Ireland? Okay. Wait, okay, I'm confused by this whole thing because I'm listening right now, but I'm hearing you guys, but also myself.
Okay, well, just listen to us.
Just poke it out
and then you'll
for
hear
a second.
Yourself play back, and it'll be super weird.
Oh, okay, that's cool. All right. what were we talking about? I don't even know.
Ireland, so you broad, well-cultured, well-traveled man.
I was more just giving Paige a hint about who this was.
Yeah, I know your identity.
Oh, you do, Paige?
Yes. That's DJ P Money to you, Drew.
Oh, okay. That's a little harsh, but okay, I like it. Letting the fans know what's up. Ireland was great, and I actually birdwatched in Ireland.
We span that.
Different type of
birdwatching. I say we.
It's but the real birdwatching, I think, is what he's alluding to. Not that this isn't real birdwatching, but some may say it's logistically hard to birdwatch in the dark.
It is logistically hard to birdwatch in the dark.
Mm-hmm. I must ask, did you actually watch like wildlife birds, or did you just go on the internet and listen?
So at the national park there was a little bay, some nice fresh water, and so there's these birds that just flew over the water, and I got to use a telescope. What do you call it? Is it a telescope?
Probably.
It was something.
Oh, binoculars.
Yeah, binoculars. Mm-hmm. It was like on like a tripod stand, and then we just like broke down what type of bird it was, you know?
I got you. Hey, Andrew, are you home?
I'm not. I'm actually down the shore.
Will you be home next week when I'm home?
I should be home next week when you're home.
Okay, that's...
When are you coming home?
That's the best news. Sunday.
Okay, cool.
I hope you guys have a great time.
We'll just phone you in, Paige.
We'll do a... Wait, are we still on the air? I'm still...
Yeah, we are.
How is it working?
Yeah, no,
so
everyone
I'm
can hear you.
I'm talking to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to you guys, which people can hear.
Yes.
Talking to you guys, you're talking to me.
Yeah, that's how it's working.
Technology, am I right?
Okay. This is mind-blowing.
I'm so happy you called in, Andrew. I missed you.
I know. I saw the Instagram stories from like Paige and Rachel, and I was like, oh my God. Bird watching is on. I'm doing nothing, and I turned it on, and then I was like, it's still going. And then you texted right back, like, call in, and I was like, whoa.
And then I got this lovely surprise and was like, who is this for a hot 10 seconds?
Yeah, it's just been a night of surprises, which we've all been here for.
Oh, a nice surprise is what the world is about.
Mm-hmm. That's
and,
true, Andrew.
And stopping airplane noise, you know?
And love. Mostly love.
And love. Love is in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else is the world about?
You're asking the real... Obviously. Love and bird watching and airplanes like and surprises.
That's really all.
Airplanes.
Anybody need to add anything to the list?
Whipped cream.
Probably. That's what I thought.
I have to put that on.
Unpackaged
whipped cream is my favorite food, and that's what the world is to me, so...
Aw, Andrew. That's so beautiful. Such a beautiful sentiment. Yes?
Like life's like whipped cream, and I'm just playing in it.
Do you play in your whipped cream, Andrew? Yeah, he does.
Yes, I play in my whipped cream.
Aw, that's awesome.
I hope you get to enjoy some whipped cream tonight, my dear.
Me too. Do you have any song requests?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
No,
it's already been consumed.
Perfect. We'll get you a new bottle tomorrow, don't you worry.
Okay, great.
Okay.
We'll ship it.
What else is going on in bird watching? What did I miss? Because I only listened to it the last 2 minutes. Well, not now 2 minutes, maybe like 5 minutes by the time people hear this.
We've mostly just been chatting about Amanda's parents' anniversary, which is a national holiday if you didn't check your Google calendar.
It is really? In Google, yep.
Mm-hmm.
24 years for Scott and Kath.
Well, that's today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, don't be too excited.
No, it's today.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just been a huge day. I called them both.
You know what? I was having a conversation with my brother, and I feel like there's a national holiday or like a national day for something every day.
Oh, there,
am I wrong?
There is. There
national
is.
National Ice Cream Day and okay. Donut Day and like
Blueberry Pie Day. Yeah. It was National Twin Day the other day. I have a twin, so naturally I texted my twin.
Oh my god, that's perfect.
It was perfect.
I would celebrate? Say I have a twin, but I don't. Sorority jokes only.
Gross.
Sorry.
I have a twin in real life and I have a sorority twin. So I'm like, I will give you one. You can just choose. Hope you're not listening.
Hashtag twinning.
Oh, Bryn might be listening, but so, I don't think Anna is. Yes,
everyone's
Andrew?
Listening. Don't worry about that. So I have right here on the National Day calendar, it's National Work Like a Dog Day,
oh,
National Oyster Day, and National Underwear Day.
I love
can
all of those.
Can you confirm or deny?
I just support. I can't confirm nor deny, but I support, you know?
Okay, support. I'm thinking maybe birdwatching becomes like the first podcast to track on national days.
Okay.
I love that idea.
Now, I know I've just called in for the first time, mm-hmm. and I'm already starting to make changes. But
no, I get that.
I feel like that would be just another nice little, like,
I feel as though it could be
tradition.
Worked in well with the PSA segment.
Oh, I agree, which is most notably the most important part of the whole
right.
night.
I know. It's our civic it's our civic duty.
Yeah, it is. Just to inform the fans.
Now we're brainstorming, girls.
Now we are. We'll start a Google Doc. We'll just invite all the listeners on to join in and just share their most important birdwatching thoughts.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like that a lot.
All right, we're going to play some more music because Paige has had this song queued up for so much time that I'm just the most curious to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But Andrew,
I'm curious to hear it myself because I'm going to listen to it.
Yes,
yeah, you are.
Okay.
You better be
wait,
up to Paige, 12.
Paige, is it going
to
make me dance? Because I really want to dance.
Yeah, you can dance.
You can dance.
I just want to dance.
Okay.
I just want to dance. Okay, yeah,
Andrew,
you
if you
want
to like send a video in to WMFO of you dancing, that would be awesome so everyone else can see it.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
Awesome.
All right, great call. We
all
love
right.
you.
Yeah, thanks for yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, babe.
Bye.
And when you wonder if it's worth it all, the trip for say yeah.